psychologist. A guy gave me one of these books of yours to read, Beyond Reality.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading an article with me on Bigfoot, and I spotted this thing down here. Have you people ever done any research or looking for any of these Bigfoot characters where they are down in the Southern California area?
Well, we've collected a lot of information from there, yes.
Okay, because I didn't hear too much or know too much about the Bigfoot characters until I moved up here to Montana.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how fresh information has to be to you or what you're looking for, but me and my two boys, this is going back about 5 or 6 years ago now, in a rough area of the Tehachapi Mountains. There's a big canyon and a draw that goes back in there. We used to go hunting in there quite a bit. And this one early winter, we were back in there hunting, and we ran across some of these barefoot prints in the snow. And we didn't think too much about it other than they're just bare feet prints in the snow.
Yes.
But it's a big, rough, rugged area of Southern California, just in the Mojave area. And it's a lot of dry desert, but then it goes back in a draw, and it goes back into some pretty thick, wild mountains. But we had spent probably 9-10 years roaming around that mountain area. But I just didn't know whether any sightings were down there, whether you'd be interested in this location or anything.
Oh, very definitely.
Pardon me?
Yes, we're collecting data from anywhere in the North American continent.
Yeah, we didn't think about it. I mentioned to a couple of people that the funniest thing happened on this hunting trip. We saw these big, giant barefoot prints in the snow. And, of course, everybody laughed, and I just sort of dropped it. But being up here, it isn't a laughing matter, I guess.
Right. Do you have any idea of just how long they were?
Well, I'd say the footprints were probably, 1.5 times the size of my foot. I'm 8.5.
Uh-huh.
And they were wide. Had a big stride because it was on the lower part of the desert, and I guess the steps were probably 3 feet apart or a little better than that. Because we followed a couple of the footprints, and it was like something had been running. They were pretty big strides.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I had my two boys. We had been hunting, and I was on top of the hill when I had spotted the first one. We're kind of scared ourselves into wondering what somebody would be doing running around there barefoot.
Uh-huh.
We got out of there.
Right.
I said, I mentioned it a couple of times about this weird big bare feet prints out there in this drawn as the Tehachapi Mountain. And anyway, we just didn't do too much about it, but this friend of mine up here has been talking about the Sasquatch and Big Feet people, and he gave me a couple of your books to read, and I was just reading this and thought, well, what the heck, maybe it might be something you might be interested in.
Sure, definitely. What do you have any idea what year that was?
Well, let's see. It's about 71, 72.
Okay.
I was going to write, and then I thought, well, before I write anything and go into a long explanation that might end up in the trash, I saw the phone number and figured, well, I'd take a chance to call, and that's it. But, you know, if you're only working on recent stuff, I just forget about it. But I could probably give you a general description on a map or... I don't know if you got people that have maps or want to see more specific location. I know exactly where it would be.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this guy was talking to me and he said, well, maybe we ought to take cameras and go on an expedition down there. But since that time, I saw this last Bigfoot movie, and I don't think I want to go back in there. We should look for any of them.
Well, a few people have been scared good by him, I guess.
But the more I've thought about it, the more I'm reading and hearing about these Sasquatches or something, I just can't help believe that there's either some back up in there now or there was one, and it's an isolated area, and I don't think if they're, I think if they're in there, or one's in there, whatever it's made these footprints, I don't see how it could be getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's surrounded by quite a bit of, well, more or less rolling towns or metropolitan flatlands. I don't think it could, well, it's in the Sierra Nevada mountain range.
Uh-huh. That's right. We drove through there just about 6 weeks ago.
Well,
to the Tehachapi area.
Yeah, that's where it is. Are you familiar with the Jawbone area?
Yes.
Well, it's going in on a Jawbone area. Again, I haven't been there for 2 or 3 years, but there was an old road going off on going off to the left as you went in. You know, it's more like a four-wheel drive road. And it went back in there where it used to be an old dead end and went up a sheer draw. And we had gone up on this road, so we didn't go back any farther. It was kind of slippery and everything like that. But going back up around on the right-hand side in a draw, there's a lot of granite formations and thick timber, things like that.
Yes.
That's where we saw them. We were hunting up in that area. And then down here, on down on the flatland. Now, again, this is before a bunch of motorcycles and things like that. Well, the motorcycles were always running around on the lower part of that desert part of Jawbone. But I don't think there's very many people that would hike back in. We'd hike back in there hunting all the time. But everybody thought we were crazy anyway. But, that's where it's a big cave, a big draw between these grand cliffs and the high timbers where we saw these tracks.
I see. Well, you're getting quite a bit of the hairy creature reports from around Great Falls right now.
Well, I heard something like that, and somebody said that I'm close to Marion, and somebody tried to tell me that there's a big part of Bigfoot over here by Ashley Lake.
Oh.
There one night. Then there's a lady down the street here, not too far from where we are. There's a place called McGinnis Meadows. It's pretty thick and wild. It goes up into the, what they call the Vermilion area. It's thick and rugged. A woman claims that she saw one back in here.
I see.
And this was just, a couple of months ago. My boy also said that they thought it was an upright bear, but it was too big, and she just sort of laughed about it and said it's a Bigfoot. But then apparently she got in the car and went driving down there and got pretty close to it. She said it was a big, upright, hairy creature.
I'll be darned. She was brave.
Well, oh, she had three girls with her, too.
I'll be darned.
But it went up the hillside. But anyway, that was just something I passed on. If you'd like me to write more detail, I could supply that to you. But unless you've got some kind of a map, you'd want me to point out more of it.
No, I think I've got enough detail on that. But we sure would appreciate hearing about anything that happens in your area in the future.
Well, it's one of those things you talk about and people think you're weird or they laugh or something. But there is also a funny light or UFO thing come down and land in one of these draws too.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't too long ago.
Well, this is the type of information we're looking for. And even if if you hear about it and could get the party's name and telephone number, why, we could always get in contact with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But we'd appreciate any help you could give us.
All right, we'll do it.
Well, thanks very much.